haven't said. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far, since heaven's what we're dreaming of. For heaven's sake, let's fall in
Sake, styled vocally by WBIB singing star Sonny Luciani. And now it's Airwick time. Set up that bottled fumigator because I have a few jokes for you. Well, I didn't think that I'd make the broadcast tonight. I must have waited an hour for the bus. Finally, the Blue Dragon showed up, and believe me, I was pretty burnt up. I said to the bus driver, "Well, Noah, I see you finally got here. Is your arc full?" "Nope, not quite," said the bus driver. "Come on in, we got room for one more monkey." "Thanks, fellas." I finally found my place. It took me a long time to get going here. The bus was crowded and the driver was irritable. "Where's the fare for the boy?" he snapped as the father handed him one fare. "The boy is only 3 years old," replied the man. The bus driver was getting burnt up. He said, "3 years old? Why, look at him. He's seven if he's a day." The father looked over and gazed intently into the boy's face. Then, turning to the bus driver, he said, "Can I help it if he worries?" Now, let's listen to music by Harry Bartosetti, his alto saxophone, his Albert System clarinet, and his orchestra. The maestro gives the downbeat, and we hear "Jumpin' Prompto." Thank you. was Harry Someday I'll Win the Downbeat Pole Bardacetti and his Sylvan Avenue Symphony playing... what was it, Harry? Oh, Jump Impromptu. Fantasy Impromptu. Thank you. Originally written by Frank's Chopin. Chopin. Thank you very much. Now, here's a story of two privates in Africa who puzzled over a dead animal they had found by the roadside. It has two stripes, said one. That settles it, said the other. It's either a skunk or a corporal. So, we have ladies here tonight, too. The reluctant draftee had an angle all figured out for the day he took his medical. When the doctor asked him to read the letters on the eyesight chart, he asked, what chart? And was promptly rejected because of poor eyesight. That night he went to a movie and was horrified to discover he had taken a seat right next to the doctor who had examined him that morning. Worse still, the doctor recognized him. But before the medico could say a word, the ex-recruit inquired casually, could you tell me, please, what time this bus leaves? Then there was the mama kangaroo who reached into her pouch, withdrew her two youngsters, bumped their heads together, and said, how many times must I tell you not to eat crackers in bed? And now our script calls for another tune by our singing star, Sonny Luciani. Here's Sonny to sing, How Deep Is the Ocean?
How high is the sky?
was our boy Sonny Luciani, the Elm City Caruso, with his vocal interpretation of How Deep Is the Ocean. Shall we have a few more jokes?
Yeah. Some sound effects going on. I can't hear them out here at all.
Well, a backwoods mountaineer one day found a mirror which a tourist had lost. Well, if it ain't my old dad, he said as he looked in the mirror. I never knowed he had his picture took. He took the mirror home and stole into the attic to hide it. But his actions didn't escape his suspicious wife. That night, while he slept, she slipped up to the attic and found the mirror. She said, looking into it. So that's the old hag he's been chasing. A Westerner entered a saloon with his wife and 6-year-old boy. He ordered 2 straight whiskeys. Hey, Pa, said the kid, ain't Ma drinking? Here's more music. It's Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and they play You Started Something. That was Dizzy Bartosetti and his If That Was Bop, It Was Purely Coincidental Orchestra. You're listening to the Sonny Luciani Show, featuring the music of Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and starring WBIB singing star Sonny Luciani. This is New Haven's Pioneer FM station, WBIB 100.7 on your dial. Our show continues now as our singing star Sonny Luciani brings us words and music to The Things I Love. All right, Sonny, if you please.
A silver moonbeam bed of tulips nodding in the breeze. The look you give in answer to my plea. These are the things I love. Oh, once I thought that life was just a simple thing. My heart was cold, and then you came to me, and like a breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold, a robin serenade when day is through, a babbling brook beside a rendezvous, your sweet voice whispering, darling, I love you. These are the things I love.
Nice going, Sonny, my boy, but don't go away, because I'd like to have you tell the folks about that fine organization, C-A-R-E, Care.
3,500,000 children in Germany need help this winter. Our troops there want to help them, and our commander, General Lucius Clay, asks all Americans to join in the effort by contributing for care, food, and clothing packages. Send your contributions addressed to German Youth, Care, Washington, D.C. That's Care, C-A-R-E, Washington, D.C. Send your contributions in any amount today.
It's a good idea, Sonny. Now back to our show. Here's a funny story. It says here, the stingy farmer was bawling out the hired man for carrying a lighted lantern to call on his best girl. The idea, he exclaimed. When I was a courtin', I never carried no lantern. I went in the dark. Yes, said the hired man sadly, and look what you got. I feel pretty good tonight. I just received a notification that I have a real good job for the summer. Yes, sir. I'll have 5,000 men under me. I'll be mowing lawns in the cemetery. I went looking for a job yesterday. I went into the employment office and told the employment manager that I had a lot on the ball. He told me that they needed a bright young man with lots of personality, and also mentioned that I seemed like a very dull person. I told him that maybe at the moment I seemed dull, but that I had a dual personality. He said, in that case, go chase yourself. You know, this business about fish being brain food is the bunk. You know what brain food is? Noodle soup. And that, our drummer says, uh-huh. What's his name? Donald Perlroth. I just learned of our drummer's name tonight. Donald Perlroth. How do you do, Don?
Here's your money.
Thank you. You're on the air. There's a kid that has a lot of talent. In fact, this is the best band in the country right here. Everybody, in the city, they're not so hot, but in the country, they're great. And now it's time for more music. Whoever wrote this script, it's M-O-O-S-I-C. I think Donald wrote it. It's more music. Here's Harry and the Boys, and they play Out of Nowhere. Nowhere, styled instrumentally by Harry Bartosetti and his commercial high hipsters. Here's a news item from East Handlebar, New Mexico. A man who had not kissed his wife in years shot and killed a man who did. Before our broadcast tonight, I had a sandwich, cookies, and coffee in a downtown restaurant. I noticed a sign on the wall. It read, "If the steak is too tough for you, get out. This is no place for weaklings." The sandwich and coffee didn't taste very good, but the police cookies were good. You know what police cookies are, don't you? Cop cakes. I received a letter today from a friend of mine in Dallas, Texas. He said that things are so dry, the trees are going to the dogs. Shall we continue our show? Here's our singing star, Sonny Luciani, to sing a tune from Inside USA, Haunted Heart. For your fine vocal rendition of Haunted Heart. Well, I certainly made a good impression on her, so the cane-bottom chairs this artist model rose. I was going to learn how to ski this winter, but I think I'll just let it slide. Before Harry and the boys play another tune, I'd like to have you know that I was a musician, too. Yes, sir, I used to be an organist, but the monkey died. I had a lot of requests for Bach, Beethoven, and, you know, all those. Bach, Beethoven, Stan Kenton. Excuse me. All the music I played was by Handel. I love modern music. My ambition someday is to lead a swing band. I know that I'm qualified for the job because I had two nervous breakdowns, was shell-shocked from eating peanuts, and I live in an apartment above a family with 12 noisy children. I also love opera. You know that opera business? That's great. I love that. You hear such amazing things at the opera. Just the other night, I attended the Metropolitan Opera, and you know what I heard? I heard, Smith is going bankrupt, Mrs. Brown has died, her hair and the whites are having a divorce. You know, Sonny Luciani studied opera singing. He can hold one of his notes for half a minute. I've been holding one of his notes for 2 years. Speaking of notes, I owe you a few notes, and notes to our drummer here is laughing like mad. I owe you a few notes by Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and they play Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. that's it, folks. For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to the Sonny Luciani Show, featuring the music of Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and starring WBIB singing star Sonny Luciani. Not until next Wednesday at the same time, this is Nick Papp speaking for Harry and the boys, our engineer Herman Rubin, the star of our show, Sonny Luciani, wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you.
You're listening to New Haven's pioneer frequency modulation station, WBIB-FM, New Haven, Connecticut. When the one you love says yes, give her the most treasured of all diamond rings, a genuine A.J. Siegel diamond. Select an A.J. Siegel diamond and you'll be certain of everlasting gratitude. Cash or terms at A.J. Siegel, Creative Jewelry and Diamonds, 954 Chapel Street in New Haven. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and here is a five-minute roundup of the latest news from the wires of the Associated Press. Your reporter, Walter Beckwith. President Truman is back in Washington after a round trip to Pinehurst, North Carolina. Mr. Truman paid a surprise visit on return.